You are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk. For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show. But for more info and Business Brunch related content, head over to getradio.co.uk.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson, sponsored by We Do HR Support. Leave your HR to the experts so you can focus on what you do best.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. This is Get Radio and welcome to the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson, owner of Thompson & Terry Recruitment. Every week, I'm really honoured. During the show, we share the stories, the expertise and the knowledge of business leaders, large and small, all across the county with you, the listener. And this week is going to be no different. On today's show, we're going to be talking about how Oxfordshire businesses can collaborate to encourage customers visiting from further afield. And to do that, we are joined by three experts. So we're joined by Hayley Beer-Gamage of Experience Oxfordshire, Anne Middleton of Didcot Railway Centre, and Keely Denishine of the Hilton Garden Inn here in Abingdon. This is the Business Brunch. I look forward to welcoming our three guests after this. Get Radio. Welcome back. This is the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. And today we're talking about how Oxfordshire businesses can collaborate to encourage customers visiting from further afield. So let's start by introducing our three experts. Let's start with Hayley. Please do tell all the listeners all about you and Experience Oxfordshire.
Okay, thanks, Ben. I'm Hayley Beer-Gamage. I'm very proud to be the Chief Executive of Experience Oxfordshire. We are the visitor economy organisation for Oxfordshire, and we are the local visitor economy partnership accredited by Visit England and responsible for reporting back on visitor economy to Visit England. And we're the destination management organisation for Oxford and Oxfordshire. Essentially, what that means is we want to achieve responsible, productive, sustainable growth for Oxfordshire as a destination, and we want businesses to thrive as part of that. And we are a partnership organisation that work with businesses across the city and county to help enable them to reach opportunities, but also help enable that growth and contribute to the growth that we're doing as well. And we also operate Oxford official walking tours.
Amazing, amazing. And next up, Anne, please do introduce yourself and Didcot Railway Centre.
Good morning. My name's Anne Middleton and I'm a volunteer at Didcot Railway Centre. I've had a number of roles there and at the moment my focus is on the local community. Didcot Railway Centre is the living museum of the Great Western Railway, situated in Didcot by Didcot Park, through Didcot Parkway Station, and we have a wonderful range of events throughout the year for families and for enthusiasts. We run steam engines, which are very, very popular, but we have community events as well.
Amazing. And last but not least, Keely.
Hi, Ben. Thank you for having me. My name is Keely Denishine. I'm the Director of Sales here at the Hilton Garden Inn in Abingdon and have been for the last, I think I'm in my sixth year now. We're a beautiful, modern, contemporary 146-bedroom hotel in Abingdon. And we run some fabulous events for the local community and all the residents in the nearby areas. So we pride ourselves on our tribute nights, our live singers, our Sunday carvery. And yeah, that's me.
Amazing. Keely, the three toughest questions, one of them is going to be aimed at you this morning, which is a song choice. The song choices always seem to be the hardest, but you have chosen a song for our listeners this morning. What is your song choice and why have you picked it?
My song choice is Flowers by Miley Cyrus. Two reasons, really. It's absolutely the one thing that makes me super happy is a bunch of beautiful, colourful flowers, which I treat myself to weekly. And secondly, in the hotel, I'm sure many of our listeners that have been here will notice I always do lobby displays, and I love floral, immersive, Instagrammable displays that people can photograph themselves, and my recent one is exactly that. It's a floral display, so it just seemed perfectly apt.
Oxfordshire Station, Get Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson, here on Get Radio. Today, we're joined by three experts to discuss how Oxfordshire businesses can collaborate to encourage visitors or customers visiting Oxfordshire to come from further afield. So to do that, we're joined by Hayley Beergamage of Experia Oxfordshire. We're also joined by Anne Middleton of Didcot Railway Centre and Keely Denesheen of the Hilton Garden Inn in Abingdon. So let's start the roundtable discussion. Hayley, I'm going to start with a big question for you, if that's okay. What are the biggest reasons that visitors come to Oxfordshire?
We are so fortunate to have Oxfordshire as a destination. And actually, I feel genuinely very proud to represent Oxfordshire as a destination, because you've got the globally recognised, world-renowned City of Dreaming Spires. You've got the famous university access. You've got the River Thames. You've got the Cotswold area of outstanding natural beauty. You've got market towns. You've got Cotswold villages. And all of that is really accessible on public transport. You can get around really easily. You can get to us really easily from the capital. And I think genuinely, if you want to have a really quintessential English experience, coming to Oxfordshire enables you to do all of that. You know, whether it's coming to the UNESCO World Heritage Site that is Blenheim Palace, going to the flagship value retail property that is Bicester Village, but attracting with the brands, disperse out to all the other amazing brands, national and local, that we have, whether that is hotels or attractions. There is so much to do, and genuinely, we have got amazing product here in Oxfordshire. And globally, we are really world renowned and we're iconic and people want to come here.
Absolutely. And I think that's probably the right time to bring you in, because I know that a lot of the conversations we've had, a lot of people come a long way to Didcot Railway Centre. Why is that? And what's your experience of people coming to Oxfordshire?
Well, a lot of people come to Didcot Railway Centre from all over the world, actually. When I've been to a railway museum in Australia, people have heard about Didcot Railway Centre. Mm. Our challenge, though, is to get more local visitors, because at the moment, only about a quarter come from the Oxfordshire area. A lot of our visitors come because they're going from the north to the south or the east to the west, which is quite interesting. So they're using the A34 and the M4. And also, if I plot where they're coming from, they're coming on the Great Western Railway from South Wales and from the West Country. So that's, yeah, it's great to have a national and internationally known museum, but it would be really good to get more people from the local area, from Oxfordshire, coming to the centre.
No, amazing. And Keely, I know that at the hotel, you do a lot of work to do exactly that, to get local people, but also you have a lot of people that come from further afield, whether it be to film a film here in Oxfordshire, a well-known film, or whether it be the various football teams that seem to play against Oxford United and always seem to stay at your hotel. How important is it to have that balance of both, and how have you achieved that balance?
I think it's really important, Ben, and I kind of I think over the last 6 years it's kind of always been my focus to make sure that this hotel is always put on the map, whether it be from unusual lobby displays to doing things within the community. It's really, I suppose, like the PR of the hotel is always really important to me, and the marketing. But the biggest, the biggest thing is building the relationships. Hence, like you referenced, the football teams, that sort of thing doesn't just happen overnight. It's such a long process, building the trust. For a perfect example, football teams sort of shied away from us because they thought that we were really far away from the Kassam Stadium. So it took a lot of hard work trying to convince them that actually we weren't, and it kind of getting them here and then them realizing actually it's not far at all. And it's a really great location because we're on the A34. For me, building those relationships, collaborating with people, it all helps in the wider news, if you like, that goes out into the community. And I've noticed that, certainly our local community love to see everything that we're doing when we're collaborating with other businesses and part of the community and, local places like Blenheim Palace, all that sort of thing. It just has I think other companies, hotels, whoever, if they're not doing that, they're kind of probably missing a trick, really.
No, really, really good point. Hayley, just coming across to you, what's your take on that?
I mean, I think when you look at the visitor breakdown that we have here in Oxfordshire, so we're currently tracking at circa 27 million visitors a year that spend £2.3 billion in the local economy. Wow. Of those visitors, only international accounts for only 10%. But the really interesting thing about that 10% is that they account for 50% of that £2.3 billion visitor expenditure. So the inbound visitor market is hugely important to Oxfordshire in terms of spend. But obviously, you know, we have an ambition statement that we work to as well as Experience Oxfordshire. And making sure that tourism has a really positive impact on the locality is really important. Mm-hmm. And residents need to feel as engaged and as involved in having a thriving visitor economy. Otherwise, it just won't work because there'll be visitor tensions. So it's really important that all plays in together and works together. And the sector employs, nearly 40,000 people. It's 10% of employment across all of Oxfordshire. So the sector is really important. So in terms of welcoming visitors, whether they are domestic or international, it's really important that we get the welcome right and we have high quality product. And that's why things like the Oxfordshire Welcome, which is an initiative that Experience Oxfordshire are currently running, is really important. It's about saying that, you know, businesses value high levels of customer service, that they're working to, you know, sustainability and accessibility principles as best they possibly can. And we're currently the only DMO now in the country which offer a welcome scheme like this. And we know, talking to international buyers, particularly from the MICE market, it's really important because they're looking for standards of accreditation when they come through. And some of the conversations we're having at the minute is that they wouldn't consider a corporate booking now if the business didn't have the Oxfordshire Welcome. So these accolades and kite marks are really important to standards. And all of that just helps us be competitive, because destination management and marketing is really competitive, because, you know, we not only want international visitors to come to Oxfordshire ultimately, but to get them to Oxfordshire, we've got to first get them to the United Kingdom, then England, then Oxfordshire. So it's a really layered approach. We've got to make sure that we're doing the best we can. And we're really fortunate here that both Keely and Anne, they're both partners of Experience Oxfordshire. So it's great to have great partnerships and great collaborations and make sure that we're working together to really elevate the messaging of the great product that we have as well.
Mm-hmm. And a question, whether this be for yourself, Hayley, or Keely, or Anne, just this collaboration piece. I think we've spoken a lot about collaboration already, haven't we? How should businesses go about collaborating, whether that be with Experience Oxfordshire or whether that be with each other, to ensure that when these visitors are coming to Oxfordshire, that they have a really great time and they're staying here, they're having dinner here, they're going to Didcot Railway Centre, they're going to maybe the theatre. Like, what can businesses do to, I guess, learn how to collaborate with other businesses?
Well, I'll start and then I'll let the others go, because, I mean, they are experienced pros at this as well, and they have, you know, their own great success stories in doing this. But from our point of view, one of the things that we can do really for the visitor is build itineraries. So again, part of the sustainability strategy is attract and disperse, stay longer, spend more, value over volume. So actually, we don't want people to come for a few hours or just a day trip. We want them to be staying in the locality and experiencing as much of it as possible. And through building itineraries, which could be thematic, they could be product-based, they could be location-based, that really helps, you know, work with our partners and promote our partners and profile them. But it's making the visitor experience and the visitor journey much easier for the consumer. So when they're planning their visit, it's all there. So we've got everything from, you know, 1, 2, 3, 5, 7 day itineraries, which are really helpful. And the other thing that we try to do is Experience Oxfordshire, through our partnership, and we represent over 200 organisations across Oxfordshire, is connect businesses to each other. So it's not just about how they work with us and through Experience Oxfordshire. We know that coming along to one of our networking events or one of our training events, but the businesses are connecting together, and those collaborations and those partnerships go on outside that, and they build those stronger together as well. So it's really trying to make the most of working together.
What's your take, Keely?
I 100% echo what Hayley says. For me, it probably starts, like Hayley mentioned, with the networking. That is so valuable, networking and making relationships with local businesses and attractions, etc. And then I think it's about really thinking. I sort of think very carefully as to who I want to align myself with in terms of the hotel. For instance, like Hayley said again, it's to make maybe a package or the overall experience of them staying here that much more interesting to choose us as a location. So it might be that I will pick to collaborate with Didcot Railway Station and add that into a package that brings an overnight stay with a visit to the railway center. I'm just about to align myself with a health farm where you can go and do outdoor activities, because we don't have that kind of space here. I never want to align myself with something that's going to take away from our business. It's always got to enhance and offer something that we don't. And it just makes it that much more of a, an extra package, whether it be somebody who decorates a bedroom for children, making the family stay even that much better. They might bring little teepees and little extra things to make that package even more enhanced, or, an outdoor yoga package, something that brings value to their stay here and is keeping them in the area. I'm very pro keeping my guests in Abingdon or in the Oxfordshire area as well. I don't really like to send them out further afield. There's so much here on our doorstep that we could all be working together with and keeping them in this area.
No, absolutely. And what's your take? What's your take, Anne?
Well, I think my take's already been covered brilliantly.
Oh,
because networking, I think, is so important, and following it up, having those discussions after the networking as well. And also building itineraries. I think that's important. Quite a few of our visitors want to come to us for half a day and go somewhere else as well. So, it's great to have so many other places on our doorstep. One thing that we have done, and we're not doing it at the moment, but it's something I'd like to start again, and that resulted completely from a networking event. We used to have a discount scheme with a few other railway attractions in Oxfordshire, and it was a very, very simple scheme, and it involved us and Pendon and the Chinner and Princess Risborough, which I know isn't in Oxfordshire, but it's a very, it's great railway to visit. So I think that simple schemes like that work very, very well. And of course, that leads to other things as well. So we've worked on collaborations following that as well. So
amazing.
Yeah, that's it really.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. And I am going to stay with you for a difficult question. As with Keely and Hayley later on in the show, you have kindly chosen a song for our listeners this morning. What is your song choice and why have you picked it?
My song is Locomotion by Kylie Minogue. And there are two reasons for this. One is, obviously, we have locomotives. And this is to remind everybody we have wonderful locomotives. And secondly, it's such an upbeat, cheerful song.
Discussing topics that impact local businesses and their owners, this is The Business Brunch. Sponsored by We Do HR Support. Leave your HR to the experts so you can focus on what you do best.
Welcome back to The Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Following that very fitting song chosen by Anne, we've been speaking with our three experts, Hayley, Keely and Anne, all about how you, the Oxfordshire business, can do more to encourage visitors from further afield to come and use your business, but also collaborate with other Oxfordshire businesses to ensure that everybody's winning. Hayley, one of the things you touched on earlier in the show was about making tourism good for everyone in terms of the local people like it and the businesses like it, so everyone's benefiting. So I guess if you were looking at your members or other Oxfordshire businesses, what are the things that you have to consider as a business in terms of making yourself really attractive to John Smith, who's looking to go and have lunch at your hotel, or indeed John Smith, who's coming over from Australia to stay at your hotel? How do you get that balance right in terms of being right for Oxfordshire, but also right for the visitor economy?
I think the being right for Oxfordshire, first and foremost, is I'd really make the general public, the Oxfordshire residents, know that your doors are open to them, because there's a real challenge across the city and the county that quite often the perception is, the business is just for tourists, whether that is a hotel or an attraction or an experience or a restaurant. where actually, you know, these businesses thrive and sustain on the local community. So as a local resident, you might not be staying overnight in the hotel that's just around the corner, but why shouldn't you be going and experience the bar, having dinner at the restaurant, going to one of their great events? When you've got the visiting friends and relatives market coming in and you're looking for something to do, you know, as Keely said earlier, we want you to stay in Oxfordshire, quite frankly. So why aren't you saying, well, actually, your family, the kids who've come along, why aren't we going to Didcot Railway Station? You know, making all these things in front of mind, and they are accessible, and it's an experience that everybody can enjoy, is really important for the locals. And I think getting locals to embrace tourism and the visitor economy, and I'll be very candid here, sometimes there are challenges around, you know, visitor and tourism management, of course they are. But I think when you've got something like the pandemic that hit, you know, it killed the visitor economy, and particularly many hospitality businesses, because they really relied on tourism coming in. And actually, the reason that local residents and the population of Oxfordshire have so many great assets and great products to see and do and go out and enjoy is because of that vibrant visitor economy. If we didn't have that extra 27 million visitors coming in a year, all those businesses wouldn't be investing in the city and the county as a great destination. So it's really important to understand that the visitor economy has a really valuable impact on the local community, notwithstanding, absolutely, there are challenges around that sometimes. And I think from the international point of view, you know, why should they come and support local business? Because genuinely, we have a really unique offering. We have traditional high street, we have unique independents, we have big international brands, we have local independents, we have experiences that, quite frankly, you can't get anywhere else. We've got the only crocodile zoo in the country and in Europe. You know, we've got these great experiences. There are so many crazy things that you can see and do, and the culture and the heritage behind it. So not only do you have, you know, the academic excellence, which of course is world class, but you've got a whole load of crazy traditions, whether that is, you know, throwing scones off a roof or going and doing Aunt Sally or punting on a river. You know, there are so many things that you can only do in Oxfordshire. So quite frankly, come and have your Instagram moment, see it and do it here. Don't look for it elsewhere, because you just won't find it. It's here in Oxfordshire.
Absolutely. I am going to build on that Instagram word. And Keely, I'm going to put you on the spot. So I know that something you touched on earlier, and knowing you as a friend, I know that you're very big in terms of having that Instagram moment at the hotel. How important is the Instagram moment in terms of, should businesses full stop be embracing that more?
Absolutely. I am a huge believer in that. You know, social media is incredibly powerful, and, you know, even LinkedIn, you know, LinkedIn, for example, you know, people, it's incredible. Not a day goes by where somebody doesn't walk in here, whether it's one of my corporate clients or somebody coming for the first time. And, you know, that moment where we think we know each other and then we realize, no, we don't actually, it's just because it's on social media. But I never, ever have a day go by where somebody doesn't say, I saw what you were doing on LinkedIn. I saw this on Instagram. And for me, that is just the power of that. And you know, that's free advertising, and everybody's talking about it or sharing it. So for me, absolutely, everybody should have an Instagrammable immersive area. We're all culprits of it. Probably female more than male, I think, will always be, you know, photographing. I go up and look at London, you know, look at London for inspiration, and I see everywhere you go, people are photographing themselves in immersive displays or backgrounds and things. And they are instantly putting that up into social media and tagging you and photographing their food. We, you know, myself as well, I don't touch the food until I've taken my photos. Don't touch your food, everyone. And we put it all together, we photograph it, and up it goes into the, you know, into the social media space. So for me, I've picked up business for the hotel on social media platforms, on Instagrammable things. I've had people reach out to me, private messaging, asking who did the displays, where can they, you know, where can they get hold of that person? And I'm like, that'll be me. But you know, it is a constant conversation piece and a brilliant icebreaker. So for us, even if we've got a bit of a queue at the check-in desk, people are swinging on the bench and photographing themselves. And it's, you know, it's just making, it's all those little things that people don't think about that are going on in the background that is achieving for them. Just, you know, that eases the queue at the front desk, for instance, and it's doing some marketing for free for me. So absolutely 100% advocate for that.
Amazing, amazing. Instagram will pay you later, Keely, I'm sure. And I'm going to bring the conversation on a little bit, because I think one of the things I've always admired about you and Didcot Railway Centre is that you're so good at looking at the different aliases that you have in terms of the train enthusiasts, because, quote me if I'm wrong here, the largest collection of Great Western steam trains in the world. I think I've got it right.
Yes.
But also Christmas with Thomas. I think that everybody that I know that I went to school with and has now got children has always been to Didcot Railway Centre for Christmas with Thomas. And I think that you're so good at really kind of capturing that train enthusiast, somebody who just wants a good day out, or that, I guess, kind of memorable experience that I'm still remembering 32 years later, which makes me sound very old. But how do you do that? And how does that interlink? And do you have to make, I guess, sacrifices to either of those aliases in order to achieve that? Sorry, it's quite a big question there, Anne. Sorry.
Yeah. And I'm ever so sorry, Ben, but we don't do Christmas with Thomas anymore.
Do you not? No, that's the end of the world, Anne.
We do our own Christmas event, which is all about finding Santa's reindeer. And it's a great day. We get excellent feedback and we tend to be sold out for quite a lot of it. So you'll have to try coming to our Find the Reindeer event.
Without doubt.
As I said, it's a great success. But yes, I think the issue of those two different audiences is very challenging. In fact, I mean, getting back to the whole issue of local people, we know that not that many local people come to the centre, because most of our visitors aren't local. But it's such an issue for sustainability in the future. We're situated at a wonderful transport hub with excellent train service, excellent bus services, and we want local people to come on by public transport. And we're actually offering a discount at the moment through Good Journey for people to come by public transport. And we're hoping that's going to be a great success. We're very focused on our sustainability at the moment. That's an area we are having is challenging if you burn coal in steam engines. And also we are looking to a National Lottery Heritage Fund application for our engine shed. And again, one of the audiences that we have identified we need to develop is local families, because it's such a great day out. The way we do it is we tend to have different events for families and for the enthusiasts. So this year we've had Paddington and also Bluey and Bingo at the Railway Centre. And yet in September we're doing an enthusiast event with a couple of visiting engines, and we know people will come from far and wide to see those, as well as our own engines running.
No, amazing. No, really, really useful. Really, really useful. And Keely, similarly, I'm just keen to build on that point, because I think we've spoken about quite a lot in terms of the different aliases, but I think that it is something that I've always admired that you do so well in terms of, and please do correct me if I'm wrong here, because we haven't spoken about this before, but in terms of your tribute nights seem to be very local people. Whenever I've been to one, I've probably known three quarters of the room. But then actually, the hotel bedrooms tend to be, I guess, people coming from further afield. How do you, I guess, get that balance right and keep your, I guess, so relevant to such different audiences?
I think there's there's many parts to that question, Ben. So the hotel is very corporate during the week and very leisure on a weekend. So corporate-wise, I'm just very lucky, I suppose, to be surrounded by so much business in Abingdon. And then with a big Hilton engine behind us, you know, it comes via Hilton, it comes via my local networking and relationship building with all my local corporates. A lot of it also, you know, is just down to very much our team here and the way we make people feel. Yes, weekends can sometimes be a challenge. And, you know, for many hotels as well, that's why we do all the social events and pull on the local community. I just refer back to what Hayley said earlier. One of the biggest problems that hotels find is Everybody thinks, like Hayley said, you can't come here unless you're staying here. That's why I spend so much time on that message, making sure that everybody I can possibly reach, whether it be by social media or in conversation, a huge banner outside our hotel, which is a very quirky banner that says, you don't have to sleep with us, you don't have to sleep with us to eat with us. The message is the hotel is open for non-residents. So we spend a lot of time. Yes, the tribute nights are extremely popular. And that is just local area. People don't travel for miles for that because, you know, there'd be places doing it in their area. Same with the gigs. So it's all about finding things that people want to be doing in your community and offering that out. And then, like I say, you know, during the weekdays, it's very much corporate. So we don't tend to do those kind of social gatherings. It's more meetings and corporate dinners and things like that. So you just have to, find where, you know, where you are, what you're good at, and what your guests and visitors want. And, you know, but the biggest part and the thing that we see continually on TripAdvisor is the way we made them feel. It's so much to do with that. And that returning business is really important for hotels like us, because we're not in the middle of London just relying on passing trade. Ours is all return business. So you've got to, you know, I say to the staff all the time, and when we're training, this is like it's your home. You are welcoming people into your home. You wouldn't not show them where the bathrooms were. You wouldn't not offer them a glass of water or a drink. It's so important to how people are made to feel, because in the end, yes, the beds are comfortable. Yes, the TV worked. Those are not going to be their lasting memories. They remember how they felt when they were here. And it's so much in our reviews about how the team was, the team were this, the team were helpful, the team made me feel welcome. You know, so it's all those kind of things. It's a very big question.
Amazing. No, very good answer though. Very good answer. Moving away from this topic, the final difficult question of today, which is for Hayley. Hayley, as with Keely and with Anne, you've kindly chosen a song for our listeners this morning. What is your song choice and why have you picked it?
I think people will be expecting some cheesy sort of tourism travel related song, so I'm going completely rogue and avoiding that altogether. I'm actually going to be going for a song by Beyoncé called Texas Hold'em, for two reasons, really. One is she's an artist that completely reinvents herself time after time. And I think that's really important in destination marketing, actually, that we keep recreating and repositioning the product that we have and giving it fresh eyes to make sure that people keep coming back to us. And really, and more importantly, who doesn't want to get up after they've been talking business and do a bit of a line dance around their office or around the front room and get that feel-good feeling going for the rest of the day?
The Business Brunch with Ben Thompson, sponsored by We Do HR Support. Leave your HR to the experts so you can focus on what you do best.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. I hope that there were lots of you doing line dances this morning following Hayley's great song choice. So today, if you are just tuning in, we're talking about how you, the Oxfordshire business, can collaborate with each other to attract more outside Oxfordshire visitors to your business and indeed to this great county that we're all so fortunate to be in. So Hayley, something that I'm keen to build on is how you adapt your business for different cultures. So I know that some of your members, I believe Bicester Village are one of them, that do a huge amount of work ensuring that actually, regardless of where you come in the world, that they make as many adaptations as possible to ensure that actually, as Keely was touching on before the break, that they feel that you feel like home. Do small businesses need to do that? And how can we learn what is right if you're coming from China or if you're coming from, I guess, Blackpool?
It's really knowing your market and knowing what market you're trying to attract and why, because you've got to be realistic. Everybody doesn't have bottomless budgets. There's a finite amount of what you can do with what you've got. Now, Bicester Village is absolutely a phenomenal example of having, you know, a multilingual welcome, which is really important because of the large amount of overseas volume that they attract and the business that creates. Not inextricably linked to that is also in Chiltern Railways. Again, the welcome they have on the trains at Bicester Village in multi-language is really welcoming and actually just what those visitors want. However, if you're targeting very specific markets, it's really knowing those cultural differences and really what would go towards having that extra added value to make them choose you. So China, for example, is a very complex market. You know, there are various welcoming programs out there around, you know, the great Chinese welcome, but it's those cultural differences. How can you make sure that they achieve the welcome that they expect and that their cultural differences are recognized? You know, do you have an offering for breakfast, for example, which would be something that would be more usual to home? You know, it's those home comforts that are really, really important. Do they have kettles in the bedroom so that they can you know, boil their noodles, for example, because actually a lot of the Chinese market will still do that. Making sure that where you've got perhaps, you know, the Indian market coming in, can you offer a really traditional, authentic Indian experience, not necessarily the British Indian experience? The two things are very different. When you go to an attraction, okay, you might not be able to have everything in multi-languages, but can you have some welcome signage and interpretation in multi-languages, or can you have a QR code that would take you to those multi-language sites? So it's doing what you can within the parameters that you've got. And actually, let's be quite candid here. You know, some of the largest, well, the largest inbound market for Oxfordshire is the USA by a country mile. So it's really knowing which bit of that market you're going for. Are you going for high end? Are you going for family? Are you going for budget? Are you going for travel trade? Know which bit of the market you're trying to attract, because I think sometimes where businesses go wrong is they try to be all things to all people and they can't. Know your market, know your niche, know what you're going for. Understand where there could be opportunity and there could be added value, but really target to what you think is going to bring you in that core business and then elevate where you can and depending on your budget.
No, amazing. No, really, really good advice. I do feel like a little bit of a fraud here because the three of you have been giving so many tips throughout the show, and I'm about to ask you for another one, but I will give you a pass here in a way. But it'd just be good if we could end the show with the top tip. But what I mean by a pass is if you feel something that's already been covered is just something you'd really, really like to reiterate, then please do. But equally, if you would like to make a fresh tip that you think we haven't spoken about and you think would be really useful, that would be amazing. So I'm just really keen to, I guess, give a takeaway tip to the Oxfordshire business who is looking to attract more overseas or more outside Oxfordshire visitors, really. So so Anne, I'm going to start with you, if that's okay. Short straw. What's your closing tip?
Well, today, both Keely and Hayley have spoken about the importance of welcome, which I completely endorse. My tip is to make sure that your staff and in our case, our volunteers, get that feedback themselves.
No, really good tip. And Keely, what about yourself?
My top tip is definitely, and it's the same thing that I, you know, talk about so often, is making sure that your business social media is on point. You know, just spending, I usually do most of it in the evening because I do feel that there's certain time frames where people are looking at social media. It's definitely in the morning after the school run, and it's most definitely sort of around dinner time in the evening. So if I'm not at the hotel, you'll find me at home on my couch, just making sure that, you know, the messages that I want to go out are going out. And it's about being consistent with it as well, and not just sort of sporadic things every now and again. I think, you know, even though I hear often, oh, you're the LinkedIn queen, you know, whether that's sarcastic or funny or whatever, I'm good with that because I'm in their mind every single day, because I'll make sure that I post something of interest. And, you know, let's not, don't get me wrong, everybody is interested in what's going on within the business, whether it be something with the staff or meet the team. There's so much that you can talk about in your business, and people are interested in that. They don't necessarily just want to see a coffee cup go past every day on the social media. They want to know, you know, what's going on? What are you doing? What display are you doing? Who's working there? You know, all the fun stuff and all the good stuff that keeps us in their forefront of their memory every day. So that's my top tip. Just keep your social media on point. Even if you post once every 2 days, keep it consistent.
Amazing. And last but not least, Hayley.
Well, not surprisingly, I'm going to say my top tip would be a partner of Experience Oxfordshire. I think, you know, if you're looking for data, marketing, promotion, business support, you know, we're a charity and a not-for-profit ourselves. So we genuinely feel that we give value to all of our partners and the businesses that work with us. But equally, you know, take a look at our B2B website. There's loads of this data insights that I'm talking about, which you can access. So if you want to just have a taste of the information of who we are and what we're up to, please go and have a look at the website. But ultimately, the real tip here, and I think we've covered it today, is to collaborate with each other. Don't work in isolation. Look for synergies, look for opportunity. And through working together, ultimately, I believe that we will achieve that visitor economy strategy, which is around having a sustainable, productive visitor economy for Oxfordshire, and that businesses will thrive and grow as being part of it.
Amazing. What a way to end the show. But unfortunately, that is the end of the show. How quickly the time went always amazes me. But thank you so much to our three guests on the Business Brunch here on Get Radio today. Just a reminder, if you are just tuning in, we've had Hayley Beer-Gamage of Experience Oxfordshire, Anne Middleton of Didcot Railway Centre, and Keely Denesheen of the Hilton Garden Inn in Abingdon. So thank you so much to the three of you for your time and contribution to the discussion. Next week, we are back with three brand new guests, and we're going to be talking about the importance of owner-managed businesses knowing their numbers. And to do that, we're joined by Hannah Chatfield of Chatfield Accountancy, Eddie Souter of Tim's Wealth Management, and Stuart Walsh of Better Business. Finally, just a reminder, you can listen to this show on the radio or online every Sunday at 11 a.m. And there is also a podcast format available, which is available via all your favourite podcast platforms and is released on the Monday morning. And do look out for the video format, which goes out on the Get Radio Facebook page and the website every Tuesday. But for now, whatever you're doing in Oxfordshire, make sure it is in Oxfordshire. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.